From the College of Worcester, I'm Dana Bustamante. As the world's fourth largest fruit crop, bananas play an important role in the economies of tropical countries all over the world. According to the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, or UNCTAD, the Windward Island countries of the Caribbean have the highest dependence on banana exports in the world. Banana exports in St. Lucia, for example, represent 49.6% of the island's total exports. Most banana plantations in the islands are independent and owned by small farmers. On a visit to St. Lucia, our guide Romulus took us to one of these small farms. The farm is owned by a man named Rafael, who answered our questions in his native tongue. This was translated by a worker named Miguel, who also answered many of our questions. Bananas require open, well-drained areas for successful growth, so it may seem surprising that they are such an important crop in the hilly terrain of the Caribbean islands. A limited amount of land is available for planting, and the soil conditions are poor. This presents challenges to planting and harvesting the crop. Since the fruit is manually harvested, the workers have to take special care. Harvesting is not a simple process. It requires two workers. The cutter uses a machete to cut the stem of the fruit, while the backer then allows the cut stem to rest on his cushioned shoulder. The bunches themselves, as Miguel explains, vary greatly in size and weight.
There are bunches which will produce up to about 12 hands. Some will produce as low as about 5. Sometimes you get 2 boxes, because a box weighs about between 35 and 40 pounds. You may get about 2 boxes from one bunch. Sometimes you get just about 1 box.
A typical harvest for Rafael's plantation is between 75 and 100 boxes. Miguel told us about the harvesting, exporting, and ripening process.
They harvest every fortnight, every 2 weeks, then they are exported to the UK. They are boxed green. There is something called traceability. When this banana gets to the supermarket in England, there are certain things done in order to trace it back to that farm. So if there is anything wrong with that particular box, they could trace that box right back to this farm.
Rafael explained that there are 6 colors of ribbons which are placed on the boxes to identify their farms of origin. Workers in the Caribbean banana industry generally receive higher wages than those in Latin American countries. This is primarily due to the labor-intensive work required for banana growth in the islands. Care for the plants includes removing the flowers from the fruits after they develop and spraying the plants with fertilizer. Rafael explained how the bananas were fertilized.
We fertilize the banana roughly every 2 months. Nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, okay. Right? And the ratio they use is 16:24.
Another issue farmers have to deal with is protecting the plants from pests such as nematodes and diseases. Miguel described one of these diseases and the methods used to prevent it from occurring.
And one of the biggest problems we have in bananas right now is the leaf spot, is the yellow cigarette. We use an integrated pest management approach. Number one, we make sure your drains are properly maintained. Your sanitation, as you could see, there is no grass, although you see the leaves and things, right? And there are a number of fungicides they use in rotation, right? Because if you use one fungicide, let's say 2 or 3 times, consecutively, then the pest may build resistance. It attacks the leaves, right? But it also has an effect on the fruit. So you find before it gets to England, you find it stopped ripening on the boot, and that is a major problem.
Despite all these difficulties, bananas continue to be produced in vast quantities. They contribute greatly to global economies as a delicious, nutritious, dietary staple. So next time you eat a banana, consider all the hard work it took to get to you. I'm Dana Bustamante, and this is the College of Worcester. Thank you for listening.